Well, it's good to be here. And I was thinking, as I was sitting there watching everyone come in, this time next year, I have got to get me a red sweater. I never even thought about getting something a little bit brighter, but it is good to be here. This year of 2021 has certainly been a different one, hasn't it? There's been many difficult things that have come along our way, and yet, as I look back over it, I think it really has gone fast. It just seems like yesterday we were waiting for May 24th weekend so Rock Lake could be, the campground could be opened, and then the summer seemed to just whiz by, and now we've got snow on the ground, and Christmas is here. I can hardly believe this is December 1st and the beginning of the Christmas season. And as I was thinking about what to speak on, there were several verses that came to mind. And the very first one was John 3:16. And it's I know it's probably one that all of you know, and probably most of you have memorized. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. In John 3:16, the word love is the key for this verse. It's the key to why God would send his Son to die for us, to die for this world that is so full of sin. Another verse is Romans 5:8. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. This Christmas season is all about the love of God and his gift of salvation for us in sending his Son to this earth to make a way for us to have our sins to be forgiven and to have a relationship with our God, the creator of this world. In Romans 6:23, it says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. But you know, God's love doesn't just end when we trust Christ as our Savior and he saves us from spending an eternity in hell away from God. I love the verse in John 1:12 when it says, but as many as receive him, to them gave he the right to become sons or children of God, even those who believe in his name. You know, when we trust Christ as our Savior, we get this gift of love, but we also get to be a child of God. We now have a Heavenly Father who is interested in every aspect of our lives. And I love the verses we read in Matthew 6:31-33. It says, do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Our Heavenly Father wants a daily relationship with us. We are his beloved children, and I love what it says in Ephesians 5, verse 1. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. We are to walk in this love of God, the love that Christ showed us when he died for us. Now, in the past few months, as I've done my daily readings, there's one phrase that has really stuck out to me time and time again, and it's the loving kindness of the Lord. It's amazing how many times in the Psalms you see this phrase. Psalm 36:5 says, your loving kindness, O Lord, extends to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. And then Psalm 66:20, Blessed be God, who has not turned away from my prayers nor his loving kindness from me. In the last few months, I have found that the loving kindness of the Lord has been so evident in my life. In June, I was at a friend's house, and as I walked out to the car, I missed that last step and wound up on the ground and broke my hip. And my friend saw me and ran to help me immediately, and she even called over to several of her neighbors across the street. And a funny thing is, this morning I met the wife and mother of the two men that came over to help me. One of them helped me lean against his leg, and the other one held an umbrella so that the sun wouldn't hit my face there. You know, the Lord even then began to just take great care of me, and it didn't take long for the ambulance to come and to get me to the hospital. And thankfully, the surgeon, Dr. Chung, the very next afternoon was able to repair my hip. You know, our God shows his love, loving kindness, in so many different ways. Even in the hospital, the Lord was showing his love for me. When I was waiting to go down to be operated on, I was laying in the bed, and a man came into the room to transport me down to the operating room. And the first words out of his mouth were, "Are you related to Jack Carell?" You know, I thought, you know, he had a mask on and I didn't see who it was. Well, it was Ron Anderson, who had gone to Riverside Bible Chapel many years ago. And he had come to take me down. And I thought, well, thank you, Lord, that even this trip down to the operating room was made a little bit easier. And then as I was laying outside of the operating room waiting to go in, just another sweet, sweet thing the Lord did for me. Gilbert and Susie Clement's daughter, Stephanie, is a nurse at the hospital, and Susie had called her to let her know that I was getting ready to be operated on. And here she comes as I was laying in the bed, and she gave me this big hug and just reassured me that they were going to take such good care of me. You know, when we left the Sioux, Stephanie was just a little girl, and here she is a grown woman, and she's a nurse. And the Lord had just laid on her heart how to encourage me and to show his love for me through her. And then I couldn't even begin to tell you the kindness and how helpful the nurses were at the hospital. There was even one nurse that was from Bruce Mines, and we got to talking, and she had grown up with the daughter of a friend that we were good friends with. You know, the nurses truly are gifts from our Lord. And then sort of a fun thing the Lord did for me. Two friends brought me gift bags. They dropped them off at the front desk for me, and they brought them up. The day after my operation, Nicole Rouse brought a gift bag for me, and then the very next day, Sherry Johnson dropped a gift bag off for me. And now the bags contained some little gifts that they had thought that I could use, but right in the center of each bag was a Diet Coke. And you know, they were even cold. They were still cold. And to make it even better, the nurse went and got me a cup of crushed ice to pour on. Now, this Arkansas girl says, that is what the loving kindness of the Lord is all about. But, you know, the loving kindness of the Lord shows up in many other ways. He has given me a kind, loving husband who has been so helpful to me through the years, but especially since getting out of the hospital. And then he also made it possible for my daughter to come up for a week to help me. And I do love the fact that God calls us his beloved children, because so many of his beloved children have shown such great kindnesses to Jack and me over these past few months. So many, and many of you here have prayed faithfully for us. Many dropped meals off, sent cards, did numerous other things to encourage us. So the loving kindness of the Lord is shown to us through other of his children. But you know, his loving kindness goes with us through all the difficult times, times of learning to lean on him and trusting him in all kinds of situations. In Romans 8:28, it tells us that all things do work together for our good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. And I truly believe this verse, but you know, sometimes it's difficult to see the good when 1 second you're healthy and you're walking and you're talking, and then the next second you're laying on the ground in agony because of a fall. And after I came home, there were a number of hard things, but I think one of the hardest was to sit and to let someone else do for me what I've always done for myself. And there have been other adjustments along the way of using a walker and then now using a cane. But there has been one thing on my mind especially, just a reminder of what this life is all about. You know, we never think we're going to get old and not lose control over our life until something stops us and makes us face up to the brevity of life. As you grow up from a childhood and the years pass, you do see people grow old. They have physical difficulties and they aren't able to take care of themselves, and sometimes they have to go into homes. But we never think that I am the one that's going to get old, or I'm going to have to reach a point where someone else is going to take care of me. This accident has made me face up even more to the fact that I am old, as you all can plainly see. And you know, I think you really are old when young people help you and then they call you dear. It never even entered my mind that one day I was going to be a dear. But you know, I am so thankful that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, we have been in Ontario for 53 years, and in my mind's eye, I can still see the day that we crossed that international bridge and came into the Sioux. We came on faith, and we didn't have much financial support, and the only people that we knew were those that were starting Northland Bible College in Gooley River. And as I look back over those 53 years, I can certainly tell you that Jesus has led us all the way. His loving kindness, his faithfulness. I'm going to do what you did, Elaine. They have been unbelievable. He has blessed us in so many ways. He's met our financial needs, our emotional needs, our spiritual needs. And there have been a number of hardships through the way. And there have been many changes along the way. But he has carried us through them all. We have learned much because of the hardships and the changes. And we've learned much through the joys and the blessings that he has brought our way. As I have trusted my Heavenly Father with my past, I can truly trust him with my future. In Psalm 139, there are so many wonderful verses, but I'd like just to share a few of them. How our Heavenly Father loves us and is concerned for every aspect of our lives. Oh Lord, you have searched me and you've known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You understand my thought from afar. You scrutinize my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Before there is a word on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it all. You have enclosed me behind and before and laid your hand upon me. In your book were all written the days which were ordained for me before there was even one of them. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is too high I cannot attain unto it. Today, I do pray that you see the hand of God in your life and that you are one of God's beloved children and realize that he is interested in every aspect of your life. I pray that you are seeing how much God loves you and cares about you. And today I also pray that you're seeing his loving kindness play out in your life. This God who so loved us and gave himself to us to free us from sins, we need to celebrate him and his son during this Christmas season. And he also wants us to share this great gift of salvation that we have and the wonderful relationship that we can have with our Heavenly Father. You know, growing up, I didn't have the love of a father, but I tell you, I have the greatest love that there is because my Heavenly Father loves me and sent his son to die for me. And I was just reading in 1 Peter this morning, we have not seen Jesus, and yet we love him because he first loved us. So for God so loved the world, let's celebrate our God's love for us today and every day. Thank you.